Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Margaret Friednauer. This week on AK, ghosts. Haunted buildings and ghost stories are popular around Halloween, but a newer tradition that combines the two has made its way to Anchorage. For the past 2 years, one man has undertaken the chilly task of leading ghost tours of Anchorage. APRN's Dave Waldron has a story.
Rick Goodfellow is a classical music DJ at Anchorage's KLEF, but his day job couldn't be more different than his night gig. During the early summer to fall months, Goodfellow spends his evenings discussing the paranormal.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Tour of Anchorage.
Goodfellow started the tour in the summer of 2011 after doing several years of research. During that time, he read up on the city's history and interviewed locals who claimed they'd had supernatural experiences in the downtown area.
I actually wound up with far, far more than I could possibly use in any given night.
I guess that's good news for our group, which tonight consists mostly of a class of middle school kids. Our first destination is the Hotel Captain Cook, where Goodfellow tells his first grisly tale.
A very unhappy woman, just a few days after the grand opening, came down the stairs and went in the women's room here. Entered one of the stalls, which she locked behind herself, and she took out a pistol and killed herself.
Not long after the woman's death, there were reports of strange occurrences in the bathroom, and in particular, that stall. Nothing to make the hotel panic. That is until one day when a guest had a very vivid experience.
She had no more than seated herself in there, and she felt something grab the back of her ankle and squeeze it very tightly and start to shake it. She screamed so loud that some men who were at a conference there in the Endeavor room, they heard her and came running out. And this poor woman went from being terribly frightened to terribly embarrassed because she had fled the restroom in such haste that her clothing was not in the same configuration as when she'd entered, let's put it that way. She was a pretty unhappy guest at the Hotel Captain Cook.
Afterwards, the hotel owners decided to keep the stall permanently locked, but they kept finding it open with no explanation. Eventually, they bolted the doors closed, but that still couldn't contain whatever was in there. Goodfellow says the operations manager for the hotel told him this.
The most upset guest that I've ever had to deal with at this hotel on any issue was a woman who used the adjacent stall. And while she was in there, the partition between the two started to move faster and faster and faster. And this woman, who was just hysterical, swore that she could see detached women's hands shaking it from the top.
With the group now thoroughly freaked out, Goodfellow lets the ladies see the stall for themselves.
Go on in and have a look.
So I didn't get to go into the bathroom. What did you guys see?
It was really scary. There's like a couple bolts on it, and it's like scratched on the edge.
So it is bolted shut.
Yeah.
Did anyone crawl under?
I put my foot under, but like I freaked out.
Back to the streets. Goodfellow tells tales of murder, betrayal, and of course, more ghosts. As we zigzag our way through Anchorage's dark corridors and back alleys, it certainly starts to feel eerier than usual, and I'm not the only one who thinks so. Our final stop is the Anchorage Historic Hotel, which Goodfellow claims is the city's most haunted location. The best-known ghost around here is John Sturgis, the police chief for Anchorage back in 1921. Sturgis was killed in the alley of the hotel on the 20th of February, and almost 100 years later, the case remains unsolved.
And for John Sturgis's ghost, this creates a great sense of injustice. On the 20th of February, he comes back and reenacts the crime right about where we're standing, because he still wants someone to be charged and convicted.
Goodfellow isn't exaggerating about the fame of this hotel or John Sturgis. In fact, last year, the Travel Channel sent the cast of its show Hidden City to investigate the building. The crew even slept in the hotel, and while they were there, tried to find Sturgis's ghost using infrared thermometers.
74, 75. We're picking something up. It's gonna be right here. How's your meter there, Dan?
It's dead. We weren't using that for very long. That was a brand new battery.
This is going crazy.
Okay, not exactly Ghostbusters material. But Goodfellow says the crew from the Lower 48 made a huge mistake when trying to observe Sturgis's ghostly reenactment.
See, John was shot, almost certainly, at about 9:10 p.m. 1921 time. But Anchorage doesn't keep its clocks the same as it did in 1921 anymore. And they came back an hour late, turned everything on, and what do you know, all you've got is residual heat where John lay.
I can't say if I'm convinced that the hotel is haunted, but when the tour was over, something odd did happen. I was speaking with the kids when a magpie flew right by the group, stared at us, and just started flapping in the entryway of the hotel.
The magpie, he's looking for his own story.
Well, I did a little research afterwards, and it turns out that quite a few people believe, you guessed it, animals can sense ghosts. For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.